Room 3A, A Night in Saigon. It's too damn hot to sleep. Geckos on the whitewashed walls stare at me. Each blade of the ceiling fan whispers, "What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I'm tired of you." The water glass on the windowsill dances to the rumbling of B-52s. The window frames a deep red glow. Cholan, on fire again. Parachute flares float slowly down in long streaks of red, white, and green, while children light strings of firecrackers in the street below. Cobra gunships prow at the city's edge. Low and slow, two prop-driven A1E Sky Raiders make their evening run. Sirens call softly from somewhere out there. The hell with curfew. I strut like a peacock to the market square. Noodle soup, one for me and the charcoal-faced boy with the black curly hair. He sits with his distant stare. Too soon the streetlights grow dim. It's time to take leave. As I walk back through the hushed neighborhood streets, I pass a young mother and her trouserless sons asleep in a large cardboard box. An ex-soldier with no legs brushes his teeth at the curb, spits, then swings into a hammock stretched between two scraggly trees. Back at the hotel, I'm locked out again. I rattle the iron entry gate and whisper loudly for son number 3. The owner looks up from his candlelit newspaper and grumbles, "So, Lum, you number 10. He calls for his wife, "Go get the keys." He peers up and down the street and slides open the entry grate. A large screech pierces the night. With outstretched arms, I feel my way as I climb the dark, narrow stairs to room 3A. The door is wide open. The water glass is still. My roommate is asleep on the bathroom floor, his arms wrapped around the cool porcelain neck of the toilet bowl. Geckos dance on the candlelit walls and play, "Run, gotcha, freeze!" Slowly, I sink into the narrow bed and yield to the whirling, whispering ceiling fan.